In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Are you thinking of starting a new business? With National Small Business Week here, a new survey takes a closer look at what are the best cities for small business.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
What are the best cities if you want to start a business? This is Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. If you are an entrepreneur or if you have the entrepreneurial bug and you are thinking of starting a small business, personal finance website WalletHub is out with some in-depth analysis of what cities out there are excelling when it comes to small business and helping small businesses get ahead. Joining us now is analyst Jill Gonzalez. She is at WalletHub. So first of all, what were some of the factors you looked at, Jill, when putting together this survey?
We looked at 16 different metrics here, and we measured them across the 150 most populated U.S. cities. So some of those metrics included the five-year survival rate of a certain city, office space affordability, educational attainment of the local labor force, really just looking at a city's overall business environment, access to resources, and, of course, costs.
Let's count down from five to number one. What was the fifth best city for starting a business?
The fifth best city was St. Louis, Missouri. Then at number four, we had Lincoln, Nebraska, Oklahoma City at number three, Grand Rapids, Michigan was second overall, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota got the top spot.
Why Sioux Falls? What made Sioux Falls so special, do you think?
I think when people think of small businesses or entrepreneurship, you might maybe think of Silicon Valley first or some areas around there, but you might be surprised to know that more entrepreneurship and more variety has been seen in South Dakota. They've had more startups than any other state in the country over the past 3 years. Of course, the oil industry, fracking, et cetera, has a lot to do with that. And Sioux Falls is a great city to be doing that in.
When it comes to things like rent and workforce and startup culture, startup climate, let's pick this apart a bit. What was the best place out there for finding the cheapest rent if I wanted to start a business?
Sure. So in terms of office spaces, we saw a 9 times difference. The cheapest were seen in Toledo, Ohio, Springfield, Missouri, Cape Coral, Florida, Columbus, Georgia, and Moreno Valley, California. 9 times less expensive than Washington, D.C., San Francisco, or New York.
So I guess I got to head to Toledo, huh, if I want to start a business and I'm trying to keep rent really low. What about the workforce? What did you find in terms of finding the least expensive workforce out there?
Yeah, in terms of lowest labor costs, we saw a 4 times difference here. The cheapest was in Detroit, Cleveland, Hialeah, Florida, and the most expensive, again, 4 times more expensive, Fremont, Irvine, San Jose, all in California.
Hmm. And what about in terms of having the best startup climate? Often small businesses flourish when they're strong small business associations and, a chamber of commerce atmosphere helping each other. What did you find there?
Yeah, there we saw some numbers in Grand Rapids, Michigan was number one, then Charlotte, North Carolina, and Winston, 2 and 3, Austin, number 4, no surprise there, Shreveport, Louisiana, number 5. They have a lot of things that really foster this type of business, and that's why they've had some of the highest average growth in the number of small businesses, all growing around 20 to 25% over the past 5 years.
And did you look at the stinkers in the group? What cities out there among these 150 most populated U.S. cities did not fare well? Give me 2 or 3.
Sure. Near the bottom of the list, Portland, Oregon, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C., unfortunately, is at number 148 out of 150.
What made these cities the so-called stinkers, to use my highly professional technical term there?
A lot of it has to do with sheer cost. So office space, of course, more expensive, usually more educated workforce as well. But again, it's going to be eating up a lot of costs when you're first starting out.
She is Jill Gonzalez at Wallet Hub joining us to talk about the best cities for starting a business. Jill, thank you very much for taking a few minutes.
Anytime, my pleasure.
And if you like this podcast, check out our others. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. You can also hear Your Money Matters on the Amazon Echo. And if you have an Android device now, head to the Google Play Music app and search for WSJ or Wall Street Journal, and you'll find all our podcasts there. I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.